Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Sheen. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Whiteman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Carl Mays. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dode Paskert. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Merkel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Pick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Kilfer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hippo Vaughn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hippo Vaughn. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen hits a fly ball into left field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker catches it and throws to first to double up Hooper. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker bunts in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to second. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. There goes Whiteman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Hollocker. Whiteman moves to third. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merkel hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel scoops it up and throws to first, with Vaughn covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk strikes out. One out. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiteman is hit by the pitch. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whiteman moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiteman scores. McInnes moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McInnes scores. Shang moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Shang trying to get to home. Flack throws the ball into Kilefer who tags Shang who's trying to score from second, for the out. Scott moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field. Paskert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0-for-1 in the game. Mann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whiteman. Mann reaches second base with a double. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 0 for 1 in the game. Paskert hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 1 in the game. Merkel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheen hits a line drive towards the mound. Vaughn catches it and throws to first to double up Hooper. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whiteman. Pick reaches second base with a double. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kilefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pick scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. There goes Kilefer. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Whiteman hits a line drive towards first. Merkel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up towards third. Deal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flack bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 0 for 2 in the game. Paskert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mann moves to second. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0 for 2 in the game. Merkel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merkel scoops it up and throws to first, with Vaughn covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Deal moves to second. Two outs. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Whiteman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper strikes out. One out. Dave Sheen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheen is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Merkel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-3 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollocker strikes out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Whiteman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiteman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Whiteman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. There goes Shang. The throw from Kilefer and he is safe. Shang steals second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dode Paskert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paskert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paskert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Merkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merkel is 0-for-3 in the game. Merkel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pick. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Pick steals second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shang for a passed ball. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.